Higgs came in at 75, Napi 76, but then he just sent me another one because his gauge of the bed or the box was lighter than Higgs and the ones we have now. So he upped the gauge of it, and so that added another couple thousand bucks, whatever. So he's up to 77, whatever. I don't know. I think the Midway is gone with Higgs and Napi, for that matter, quite a bit. He built a lot of city trucks. Higgs is probably the best price. I would say keep our plow, and then Midway's offered us $25,000 for trading without our plow for our current truck now. Henderson would not have the new truck built until, we wouldn't have it until the fall of 27, and Midway says he could have the truck done. They already got a box for it. He said they can have the truck done probably late fall, or late summer, early fall of 26.
Do all these bids contain that bigger engine?
No, truck company does not have the bigger engine. Oh. And that's why they're cheaper, and they don't have the heavier frame.
So,
but the price difference is only a couple thousand bucks.
Midway is with the bigger engine?
Midway's bigger engine, heavier frame.
What's their total?
Midway's 107,000.
And they give you 25,000 for the other one?
Right.
So what's this Higgs build out and Napi build out?
That's the box.
That's the box.
The box that sits in the back.
The box, the salt spreader, and the control, and the units for the
plow. So that's separate from...
Yes.
Oh, this is just chassis.
Oh my God, this is build out. I'm sorry.
I know, and even Chad talked about, and well, he complained about it. I guess next year, this new emissions and depth stuff is coming into effect. It's gonna jack the price up of the trucks quite a bit. So how much, I do not know. I just know everybody's complaining about it.
Trip County give you any kind of trade-in price?
No.
The 107 from Midway includes all these upcharges you got here?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
And I mean, these numbers could vary a little bit, but I'm not a lot, but I know there was some other things that he called it a tariff, that it was gonna be like $1,700 if we didn't get it purchased right now. And what he actually did was he went ahead and put an order in, which he can cancel tomorrow to save us that money. So otherwise it would be, I know it would be $1,700 above that price. So when you put with us,
a salt, I'm just gonna stop you right here. A salt truck in the conditions that we're using them in is a 10-year deal. You should be moving them every 10 years. I have put a lot of time in that 2013 that you didn't pay for of my own free will. However, when I look at the frame of that truck and when I look at the components of that truck, it's getting rough, and now's the time to move it.
A couple years ago, Brad, actually, our oil pan was rusted out, leaking oil. Brad fixed that. Our steering box started blowing fluid through it, and it was because it just rusted out. And so that's what's happening. And then we had the wiring harness.
The wiring harness and the clamps.
So it just, you know, Would it be okay to next year? I don't know. I mean, it could be, maybe not. I don't know.
How many are we? We got two?
We got two big ones, yeah.
Well, we got three altogether?
No, just two big dumps, dump trucks.
And what salt are on those?
What's
the other one? The other one's a 2021 or 20? It was right during COVID, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's 20. That's 21, ain't it? I want to say it's a
20.
It's either a 20. Yeah, I think it's a 20, but we got it in 21.
Yeah.
I'm looking at
Mr. Kalupa, you had something first.
I was just going to, when we're quantifying the, how much we've been spending on it, like are we spending $10,000 to $12,000 a year upkeeping it because of the problems? That was my only question. I just wondered.
Yeah, the combined stuff that we've spent on, it's been over $10,000, yes.
I think it's probably at the life to where those costs are going to start growing every year.
Yeah, and I was just trying to...
Judging by what I see of the frame, yes, I think it is. And I was questioning that a long time ago on whether that frame was heavy enough. Mr. Wakefield?
If you go ahead and get the new one, is there a way you can put a good heavy undercoating spray under that to help protect the frame longer and stuff? From rusting?
That I can't answer. I don't want to say yes or no because I don't know.
Is that something they can check into to find out?
We can check that out, but when it comes to salt,
it's actually a waste of money because I've tried to do it.
Yeah, that's salt.
I was gonna say when it comes to salt and undercoating, they don't mix either, and it eats the undercoating first.
So Midway at 107, less than $25,000 on trade-in, plus...
But how much is that
plus
something on the back of it?
That's all on one ticket.
That's all that, okay.
That's all on the 70-something thousand.
You mean 107?
No, 107 is just for the truck itself and the frame rails. The other part, which is the 70-some thousand, is for the box, the salt spreader, the controls, the plow mount on the front, and then we will keep the old plow that we have because there's nothing wrong with our plow.
And I know, like, it's only a few hundred, I mean, it's not huge money, but even the, like, Midway, instead of having the 4-hour tires being aluminum, they'll do the inner ones too, whereas a lot of the other companies, they won't. They'll just put the steel wheels because they're hidden. But then you have the problem of the aluminum and the steel, you know, sticking together because they, you know, whatever, however that's what they do. But I think there's other little things that are, like a plug-in, you know, mount is plastic where he uses a metal one. I mean, and it just all adds up, you know. And I think he's going to build a nice truck.
Go ahead, Mike.
So I have $107,756 minus the $25,000 on trade-in. You went to Higgs build out because it's expensive.
Well, he's the cheapest.
Yeah.
You know, he told me Higgs and Napide. He worked with both of them. They're both great companies.
I did the math right. $158,306.
What's that?
$158,306.
That's probably in there. Give or take.
And what kind of time? I don't know if you ever said that. What time?
Fall 2026.
He'll have it
26 for
this next winter, whereas Henderson won't.
We don't know that we can get a chassis from Truck Country either.
No,
they're not giving the time frame.
Truck Company did not say that, but Henderson was talking about the problem getting chassis. But part of the stuff I think they already have. They have all the like the bed and stuff like that already in stock. Same exactly.
And you're budgeting for it in the right places, Ann?
Yes.
With the money for it, Ann?
I'm putting it in there, yeah.
You guys agree?
Yeah, I think you got plenty of numbers here to kind of compare some ins and outs. I think that Midway's better bang for the buck there.
Mm-hmm.
You got a better build.
Yeah.
bigger and
bigger special. At the torque almost doubles on that other, the motor they're putting in, horsepower, up probably 30-40%.
Well, I was waiting for Mike.
I'll make the motion to go with the chassis from Midway with the build out from Higgs.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Bowman.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
And Brandenburg.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Okay. Next item is item number 28, setting public hearing date. Reference budget amendment for fiscal year 2025-2026 for April 20th, 2026. Is there a motion for that?
I make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith?
Aye.
Herman?
Aye.
Bowman?
Aye.
And Brandenburg?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Next item is item number 29, purchase of 2025 Chevy Tahoe Squad SUV for fiscal year 25-26. No?
Wow. Ian reminded me a couple weeks here about the Black 2020 Explorer's up for rotation this year. So she sent me with replacing that. I got on DAS's website, replacing the squad cars themselves. The problem you're going to have is getting them. They're all back ordered. Jeff ordered one for Walcott back in June or July last year. He still don't have it. Talked to Ann, talked to the mayor, and said, why don't I talk to Jason about his demo unit? It's already built. It has everything plus what's already in the Explorer, or the Tahoe that we have now. So I called Carl, and between the price of the Tahoe right now, I think it's state bid is $54,000 something. And then his equipment cost, he exceeded what I actually already have in the Tahoe. In addition to, he's got bars in the back windows, a molded back seat for security and safety for the officers. That cost the price a little bit more, but I did call up to Stivers and talk to them. Not Stivers, sorry, Carl, who does the installs on most of the Chevys. And he's well under way under what they would charge us to do the installs. So that's why I would recommend going to Jason's demo user. It's got less than 1,000 miles on it. It's not even a year old. And it's already outfit, 75, if I remember.
$77,665. That's stripping everything out of the old squad car, the camera and the radar unit, putting it in the new squad car, and putting City of Bluegrass on it, or Bluegrass Police on it.
Because didn't it cost us like $30,000 that 1 year to outfit a squad car? That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I remember. That's a good deal. Less than 1,000 miles?
Yeah.
Yes.
And we could get it
tomorrow.
We can get it tomorrow.
And what are we going to do with our old one? What are you trading?
I don't drive it. I know it's over 70.
What was our plans for that?
Yeah. We put it on a six-year rotation.
And we'll put it out for sale.
How about this? How was that one that you got in the firehouse?
We don't want that one.
You don't want this
you
one?
You don't want the black one.
Okay.
Do we want
it's
the black one?
It's got a couple safety issues.
No.
Okay.
Okay. It's got a couple safety issues that I'm concerned about from sitting.
I'll take it.
You're not giving you a squad car.
This is literally Jason. All he has to take out is the radio from the existing one, put in the new one. Camera system, he is approved to switch. We just purchased. He's approved to put that in. If we got another one, they'd have to go with Carl. We'd have to call Axon. They'd have to come in. They charge us to install it up there. It's got the cage. It's got the center console. It's got all the lights and everything we need. So
more safety for
you
guys.
Oh yeah.
And the money for that is coming out of, go ahead.
I have $46,000 coming out of reserves and $29,000 coming out of his equipment reserve. So it'll be included in the budget amendment.
Hey, can I ask that you don't put a good billboard on it so it's police that everybody can see? Make it smaller?
Wrong answer.
This one's already got the light bar and everything on it, so I can't.
No, we're not having